This is Over Coffee, Dat Cannon with you. The Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra continues to make classical music both excellent and relevant to a new generation of listeners in a lot of different ways. We're talking about that today with my special guest, Rachel Fine, Executive Director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Rachel, we mentioned the Campus to Concert Hall All Access Pass and the Play Me, I'm Yours project. Any thoughts on doing anything like Play Me, I'm Yours in the future with a different instrument or anything?
Not immediately. That was a project, actually, that took every ounce of energy that we all had. Everybody in our organization worked on that project. So it's something for which you have to plan very far out. We would love to do another big community project, but we don't have any immediate plans at this point. We do, however, have our Meet the Music program, and that is a program specifically for children in LAUSD and PUSD. And we bring more than 3,000 children to LACO performances for free 8 times a year.
Oh, how neat, especially when the kids do not have music training now like we used to.
Right. Well, they not only don't have music training, but they also don't seem to have transportation, field trip transportation paid for by their schools any longer. So we not only provide the concerts and the concert hall experience, but we provide the buses to make sure that the children can attend the concerts.
What's one of your favorite reactions you've seen among the kids?
Oh, all of the reactions are really moving, and I think just to have their spirit touched with classical music in a very exciting and moving way it's just always really wonderful and interesting to me, and I attend all of those concerts. We actually have 2 tomorrow morning, so I will be there, and it's really what fuels my soul to see these children touched by the music that we make.
What if some teachers are listening and they want to know, how do I get my school involved in this?
They should send us an email at info@laco.org. We work with many, many different schools, as I said, in LAUSD and PUSD. And typically, on an annual basis, it's on a first-come, first-served basis. And if they're interested, they should absolutely contact us, and we will add them to our mailing list for this program.
info@laco.org.
Exactly.
Before we run out of time here, once again, Campus to Concert Hall, All Access Pass are available to ages 17 to 30. And I wish you'd tell me a little bit about the West Side Connections performances.
Sure. Well, West Side Connections is actually a series, a 3-concert series that is curated by our concertmaster. Her name is Margaret Bacher. She's an exceptional violinist, but she's also a very talented curator of chamber music. And this is an interdisciplinary chamber music series in Santa Monica. For the last 5 years, we were at the Broad Stage in Santa Monica, but we're actually moving to a new space. There's a brand new concert hall at the New Roads School in Santa Monica. It's part of a larger effort in the Herb Alpert Educational Village, but it's called the Moss Theater. It's a wonderful space. The acoustics were designed, in fact, by the same company that did Disney Concert Hall, so we know that the acoustics for classical music will be top-notch. Margaret puts together a chamber music series, usually in combination with some other discipline. So in the past, she's had a series that has revolved around music and neuroscience. And a couple of years ago, we did music and the culinary arts. And last year, we actually had 3 wonderful novelists in combination with her chamber music series. This year, we're moving in the direction of things that have and people who have influenced Los Angeles art scene and vice versa, how Los Angeles has influenced their art. We're having Richard Montoya of the troupe Culture Clash, and we're having the wonderful violinist Arnold Steinhardt, who grew up in Los Angeles. He was the first violin of the Guarneri String Quartet for most of his career. And then the third guest is actually the son of Arthur Rubinstein. His name is John Rubinstein, and he is an actor and writer and director in Los Angeles. So it's very much about the Los Angeles artistic landscape.
That is going to be an incredible show.
Well, everyone is welcome to come, and you can use your All Access Pass to access those concerts.
LACO.org, once again, and people can find out more information on that about the pass. Before we run out of time completely, what do you feel, because we have a lot of musicians around here, that current musicians can learn from the classical artists about creating their own music?
Well, I think what you could actually learn about LACO, LACO is a very interesting organization because we have 40 musicians, so it is an orchestra, but it's a smaller orchestra, and we do a huge variety of music. So it's a lot of what we do is rooted in the 18th century, but we also commission a lot of contemporary music, and I think innovation is at the heart of a lot of what we do. Our music director, again, he's just so talented in the area of identifying composers who are whose careers are blossoming. So I think there's a lot to be learned by the way that we collaborate on stage, by the way that we commission and work with composers. So I think there are all sorts of things to be learned from what we do specifically.
What do you look for? I've failed to mention that the ASCAP award that you won was for modern music,
exactly.
Innovation. Mm-hmm. What do you look for when you're commissioning a work or when you are listening to a new contemporary artist?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're looking for a lot of different things. And, you know, that's typically the job of our music director, but obviously being very talented and skilled, but I think open to working with an orchestra our size and understanding the way that our musicians collaborate, understanding Los Angeles and what's going to appeal to our community. So I think there are a lot of elements in choosing the right composer for our orchestra.
What would you consider one of your favorite stories or favorite experiences in terms of developing as an artist from watching the music and watching what's happening here with everybody collaborating?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that there are different kinds of chamber ensembles and there are different kinds of chamber orchestras and major orchestras. And one of the things I value so much about our orchestra is the way that our conductor interacts with our musicians and solicits their opinion. And I also think he often highlights our musicians as soloists. So they're really, really fine musicians. Many of them are studio musicians and they play at the highest level. And I think he really understands how superb they are and often puts them front and center. And this is very unusual for an orchestra.
So interactivity, innovation, I'm hearing you say, let everybody have their own voice, mm-hmm. are the keys that I'm getting from you to being a
yes,
good musician.
Exactly.
And what do you consider one of the best lessons that you yourself have learned as a teacher and a music professional from working with LACO?
Well, I think you have to be flexible. And I can't stress that enough. I think the environment around us has been very, very unpredictable. And I think we can plan really well, which I think is also very essential. But you just never know if you're going to have to change your plan. And many orchestras have had to change the direction that they're headed. So I think being flexible is absolutely essential in any environment.
What's one of the most important changes you've had to make?
Well, fortunately, we have not had to make any really radical changes, but I think in terms of how we're positioning the orchestra is really the major change. I think many orchestras are struggling with making classical music more accessible, making the concert hall a comfortable place for everyone, that, you know, we don't want the ivory tower image to prevent people from coming to see classical music. So I think the way we position ourselves, you know, music is really for everybody. I think everybody can enjoy classical music, whether they've studied it or not, and that there's something for everyone. So again, being a community resource, that's probably the most significant change we've had to make.
Rachel, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.